The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance, with your host, Phyllis Valois. Phyllis is here to help you become whole, using all of the gifts that she has acquired over the years with divine guidance, compassion, and understanding in a non-judgmental way. We hope the next hour will empower you to find out more about your gifts of intuition as well. Now, here is Phyllis Valois.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Elemental Balance, Spirit and Soul Guidance on VoiceAmerica.com Seventh Wave Network. This is Phyllis. At this time, I wish to express that the thoughts, opinions, and views presented in this show are my own, gained through my life experiences, research, and my intuition. I do not claim to diagnose, prescribe, or heal. Now, as I was preparing for my show this week, I had pretty much decided to talk about mediumship, but we have had a huge natural disaster in the area that I live in, and I have decided to talk about that today rather than focusing on mediumship. At least I will set aside the mediumship for a part of the show. And depending on how things go, maybe this will be our topic for next week. The city and province in Canada that I live in is currently in a state of emergency and has been since last week and as of today for at least another 7 days. Most of southern Alberta was hit by a flash flood starting in Canmore in the mountains, Canmore and Banff, and extending all the way down to the south, close to the U.S. border, to Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. At one point, 28 communities declared states of emergency. Over 100,000 people were affected and forced to flee their homes with little or no warning. Some towns have no idea when they will be able to allow their citizens to return to assess the damage to their homes. Their town looks like a lake running right through everything. Their homes, the downtown, every single part of it is still underwater. And as many people in the U.S. know, as they have suffered many natural disasters in recent months, by the grace of God, I do not live in one of the communities or an area in the city of Calgary that was flooded. Although a few years back, I lived close to one of the rivers that caused a lot of the damage. So I truly consider myself blessed. My family and my home are all intact, and everything looks exactly the same as it did last week before all this hit. One of the reasons I want to talk about this is the fact that many communities in the U.S. have suffered devastating blows such as this. This spring, the tornadoes in the south, the wildfires in Colorado, and now it will soon be the start of hurricane season. These events are occurring worldwide as well. It's not just in North America. It's happening all over the world. When you don't experience this destruction on a personal level or close to home, it doesn't have the same impact. You see the images and think, boy, I'm sure glad I don't live there. Some people probably make donations to the Red Cross or other relief funds and just go about your life as if nothing has happened. It doesn't impact you. This has been the pattern here. We have had some flooding in this area in the past. Calgary, for those of you who don't know, is very close to the Rocky Mountains. We're about an hour outside of the an hour, an hour and a half outside of the Rocky Mountains. And at this time, June is always a month where there is a lot of spring runoff. The snow on the peaks of the mountains are is melting, so the rivers do tend to swell and flow heavier at this time. What happened here was, with the spring runoff and a freak storm that dumped so much precipitation on these rivers in the mountains, is what caused all this destruction. So now, one of the sad realities of this disaster and any other has been the loss of life. There have been some fatalities, both human, and our Calgary Zoo is very close to downtown, and the river flows beside it. What happened was, is it became an island, and they have lost some of the animals, and they're still quite concerned that they may lose the giraffes. They were able to get most of the animals up into an area where they were not affected as much, but the animals are very close proximity and very stressed at the moment. At one point, they were having issues with the hippos. They were concerned that the hippos would get into the river. So there are a lot of zookeepers, people that work at the zoo, that have risked their lives to save these animals from more serious consequences. So I'm very grateful to them. I have a great affinity to animals, and this really touches me. Luckily, there haven't been too many fatalities as far as it goes right now. There have only been four, but there are many places that haven't been accessed yet, and hopefully there won't be any more. As a medium, I felt it was my duty to go check and make sure that the people that are deceased, people and animals, of course, have crossed over. I believe that we choose our experiences in this lifetime. Before we reincarnate, including when, how, and with whom we will pass over. We also have five checkpoints during our lives where we can choose to exit. It is my opinion that those who perished in these floods and in any other natural disasters have chosen this as their way to exit. I realize that many people would say, why would I choose to pass this way? I see it as part of your soul's advancement, as part of the lessons, and as part of the lessons that we're here to learn. I realize for the people that are left behind, thinking that their loved one drowned or was perished in an accident or in whichever way, is very hard to understand. And my heart goes out to all of them. It is never easy when a loved one passes. As I was thinking about some of the people displaced, I realized that many hospitals, hospices, and senior citizen lodges and homes had to be evacuated. My mom had Alzheimer's in the last phase of her life, and I know how traumatic experiencing something as dramatic as this would have been. And there are many seniors that had to be moved. My heart goes out to all the ill, handicapped, and of course, our senior citizens. Thank you to all the emergency personnel who helped with the transition out of their homes and hospitals. And I guess as well, hospices. Our city is slowly getting back to normal. Many people have been allowed to return to their homes to begin the cleanup. Here's another sad fact. You cannot buy overland flood insurance in Canada. It isn't available. You can only buy sewer backup insurance. This leaves many people without insurance to pay for their recovery. And many people have lost everything. hopefully all levels of the Canadian government will continue to help these poor people. There has been word that there have been many private sector donations as well. I can see from what I've seen on the news that there are billions of dollars of damage done to infrastructure, roads, and homes. I consider us lucky in Calgary. A community just south of us is still completely flooded, and people are upset and angry that they can't return to their homes yet. It looks like it'll be a long while before they get to go home, if at all. At this time, I wish to invite you to call in to discuss any natural disaster that you may have experienced and how you dealt with it. How are you and your family doing? What is the state of the disaster today? Please contact me through voiceamerica.com 7th Wave Network at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that is 1-866-472-5795 or by email to Phyllis, Phyllis, at elemental-balance.ca. I would love to hear your input on your situation and any experiences you may have had. I feel that by sharing, it helps us all heal. Another area that I want to discuss is the effect that this disaster will have on children in the flood zones and elsewhere. I am still traumatized by thunderstorms as an adult. When I was young, 5 years old, we experienced a small tornado in my hometown. I remember shivering and being really, really frightened and huddling in my basement when all that was going on. So I understand how the children can be traumatized. I feel for all the kids who were pulled from their beds at night or during the day when the call came that it was time to evacuate. The confusion and chaos that ensued will surely have affected them. As I was watching the news, I heard they interviewed a mother and her little girl. I could feel how anxious she was and how worried and scared. I know from personal experience that they will be forever marked in one way or another by this event. I urge all parents to talk to their children and allay their fears. The more you discuss things with your kids, the easier it will be for them to recover. Don't forget to listen. They will be grieving the loss of their precious innocence. Be patient and loving with them. I call on the community to help the children as well. And yes, I realize that the adults are stressed out too, but their children really need them at this time. The more you reassure them, the easier their transition will be for everyone. As a former teacher, children of all ages hold a special place in my heart. I know that the more truthful you are with them, the better, but do it to their level of their understanding. Not every child will understand. You have to choose how you speak to them. Speak to them in words they'll understand and try not to put too much stress and make it too serious for them. Little ones will have a hard time understanding this, but older kids should understand the reality. On some level, they will grieve for their lost objects and even their homes in some cases. Once again, be gentle with them. I see it as the loss of innocence. Yes, children are resilient, but they can be very affected by everything around them. Speaking of children, it has come to my attention that some children in some of the suburbs of the communities that were hit, like especially in Calgary, have been doing some fundraising. They were showing some children putting up lemonade stands and with the intention of donating the proceeds to those in need. I really love that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, but it really warms my heart to think that children would think of something like this to help others. It really warms my heart, and it gives me hope for the future that our little ones are thinking of others besides themselves and their wants and needs. It's wonderful to see the generosity of spirit that some children possess. And there are many children that are like that out there. So I'm very proud of all our children. On another note, last week during my show, I pulled an angel oracle card, as I will do every week. And the angel oracle card that I picked last week was Simplify Your Life from the Mermaid and Dolphin deck of angel oracle cards by Doreen Virtue. Now, I find this quite ironic because in a lot of the readings that I have been doing in the last while, that card has come up for so many people. So I think it's really ironic and food for thought. We seem to live in a society that values possessions and stuff. Sometimes it has to do with the prestige of owning things that maybe your neighbor can't have. And just wanting to have things. And I know that from personal experience, when my mother had to be moved from her home into the senior citizens' home, my sister and I ended up having to clean her home. And there was 50 years of stuff that we had to get rid of. And with my mother's Alzheimer's, it created this hoarding tendency in her. So it can be very challenging, and it is just stuff. And the reality is, you can't bring it with you. That's it. You can't bring it with you when you go. And it's left to your family. So when you live through a natural disaster, that's when you really realize what is really the most important. Being your family, including your family pets, your health and well-being, and most of all, your safety. Nothing else matters. It's just stuff. I'm a person who goes through my home. And if something has no use and I haven't used it in a long time, I pay it forward. I pass it on to Goodwill or to charities that collect for the homeless or any such resources that we have in our community. I believe in paying it forward. Over the years, you can accumulate so much stuff. And in the end, it's just stuff, and you can't bring it with you. I feel that Mother Nature is going through a period of cleansing at this time. The earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes are all a way for her to cleanse. I believe she's trying to make people realize what is really important in our lives. Peace, joy, harmony, community, but most of all, love. And I feel like there is a shift towards love. Yes, there is still a lot of hatred, and there are a lot of wars, but I have hope anyway that we will move more towards a state where there won't be as many wars and people will learn to get along and will live in a more peaceful world. It gives me hope. And as more and more people shift and experience things like natural disasters, and where the spirit of community comes into play, I believe that we are moving more and more towards love. Now, we will be back in a few moments. Please visit my website at www.elemental-balance.ca for more information about my work. This is Phyllis Valois on voiceamerica.com, the Seventh Wave Network.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Many of us make choices in our lives based on how others react. But what should really matter is making our life choices based on what we intuitively feel. By tuning in to The Mystic and the Mystery with Inspired Intuition hosts Beth Porojic and Christine McIver, you'll receive the tools and inspiration you need to do just that. Your fears do not have to drive you, and you are naturally intuitive, creative, and whole. By believing in yourself, you can live the life you've been longing for. Listen for The Mystic and the Mystery every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Phyllis, and I would like to invite anyone who has experienced a natural disaster to call in at 1-866-472-5795 or to reach me by email at Phyllis, Phyllis, at elemental-balance.ca. I would love your input. As mentioned before the break, my city and my province in Canada, Alberta, has been experiencing a natural disaster. We've had severe overland flooding, and there are many communities that have been affected, up to 28 communities and over 100,000 people that were displaced. So I would love to hear from anybody who has anything that they'd like to share. It's a way that we can connect, and the more we talk about our experiences, the more it helps heal us. Now, to get back to the show, I will continue with my presentation on what has been happening here and my perception of it. I've been wanting to move away from Calgary for some time now. The energy in the city has felt frenetic and angry. Everybody seems to be in such a hurry. Nobody has time to take the time to talk to each other, to greet your neighbors and say hello. It's my experience that my neighbors come home, drive in their garage, shut the door, leave in the morning, shut the door, and that's it. We very, very rarely do I get to say hello to some of my neighbors. And I find that really sad. We've lost that sense of community, especially where I live. I know that some of the older communities in the city of Calgary are not experiencing that to the same degree, but I find that in the suburbs it tends to be that way. I often walk the streets of my neighborhood with my little pup. And yes, some people will stop to say hello and want to pet her. It's pretty hard to resist because she's pretty cute. But often people will just walk by and can't be bothered to say hello. And thanks to the people who do, it warms my heart because I grew up in a small town and there was a sense of community there. People knew each other. We said hello to each other. We took the time, even if it was just a minute, to see how they're doing. And I really miss that. So when I meet somebody who takes the time to say hello, it really gives me hope that we can turn this around. This is the first time in a long time that it feels good to be in Calgary. Now, that sounds pretty weird because of everything that's happening. It's been heartwarming to see everyone who wants to help those in need. On Monday, the mayor asked for a few hundred volunteers to help those in need, and thousands showed up instead of just hundreds. There are some people who have come from other communities, other towns and cities in Alberta to help. They've brought large equipment to help drain basements and tools that we may not have. I am so proud of that, and it just warms my heart to see the generosity of spirit. Kudos to them for wanting to help their fellow citizens. All this is bringing back a sense of community that's been lacking for a long time. I have been in Calgary for approximately, I would say, 14 years now. And when I have moved back and forth between Northeast Alberta and Calgary 6 times, and this has been my longest time here in Calgary. The first times we moved here, it was wonderful. I knew people, everybody was friendly, and then we moved away and got transferred back up to Calgary, same thing, but to a lesser extent. And this, the third time, as the years have gone on, I found it harder to connect with people, harder to, you know, make friends and meet people, and it's a struggle. A lot of people work in the oil patch, and I've been to many, many different parties there, and if you didn't have a title, or you weren't a lawyer, or you weren't a doctor, or you weren't an engineer, or whatever, people couldn't be bothered to talk to you, and I found that so difficult and struggled with that. It's beautiful to see this sense of community coming back, people wanting to help each other. I work out of a little bookstore called Sold Food Books, and yesterday while I was there, there was a victim of a flooded area not far away that came in. She said that although her neighborhood looked like a war zone with helicopters flying over and the military presence, it was amazing to see the compassion and help from the Army and the many volunteers. She was truly grateful for all the help she and her family had received. I am not sure she did not tell us the extent of the damage to her property, but that area was one of the areas that was hit pretty hard. It is close to downtown. She was truly grateful for everyone who helped her out. And I'm sure that many others are experiencing the same thing. I'm so proud of all those who are stepping out of their lives and doing their part to help those who need it. Some of us have been very blessed. There's another very interesting fact about this flooding that kind of brings up some points for me. The first flood that occurred in Canmore began on the summer solstice. And following that, the new supermoon. What a supermoon is that the moon is the closest to the Earth at this time. According to Melody Kramer of National Geographic, it appeared to be 8% larger and 17% brighter than usual. Some of the impacts are a range of high or low tides and related floods. Northern Voices Online News states that ancestors believe that the supermoon would cause huge disasters like tsunamis and earthquakes because of its effect on the tides. There appears to be no scientific evidence to support this theory, even though there is no such scientific data. I find it a very interesting coincidence that this major flood happened at this time. I also find it interesting that there have been so many natural disasters in the U.S. and other parts of the world this past while. I believe that it's time for us to go back to a simpler way of life. We really have no control over Mother Nature and are totally powerless when it comes right down to it. We have to make changes or there will be more and more of these disasters happening worldwide. I believe it's our wake-up call. I also believe that we're in a state of transition, a state of change. It can be easy for some of us to let go of things that no longer serve a purpose, but very difficult for others. Transitions can bring up fears, anxiety, stress for a lot of us. And then you have the other people who transition with ease, who are ready to move on and to let go of the past. The fear of the unknown is by far the strongest. It is so hard to just trust that everything will be okay. Sometimes these fears can immobilize us and we can't or won't move forward. Little do a lot of people realize that the more you give in to fear, the more it will be created in your life. Your thoughts and actions create your reality. It's so easy to become complacent and stuck in our ways. It's incredibly difficult to realize that things need to change. When you have the courage to make changes, you have an easier time adapting to your new reality. The easier that you let things go, the easier your new reality becomes. And I have been a person who has moved many times and had to rebuild many times, including new homes, new friends, finding new jobs. So the more that I've done that, the easier thing it has become for me to let go of my stuff in the past and move on and look forward to it. I feel that you become a better person based on all the different experiences and challenges that you face in your life. You truly do become a better person. You learn to have more compassion and understanding for people in need. And to me, this is so important. As our recovery continues, I feel a sense of hope that people will reconnect and a new city and province will reemerge, one that will be stronger for the experiences that we have shared together. I know that even though I did not experience this flood to the same extent as some others did, it has affected my life in so many positive ways. And God bless everyone. I hope that everybody recovers and that we get back to some sense of normalcy soon. So thank you for listening to me on that subject, and now we will get into the subject of mediumship. I just felt a need to really speak about this because there have been many people who've experienced it as well. So mediumship. What is mediumship? Mediumship involves talking to spirits, be they deceased on the other side, or earthbound people who are attached, still here, who have not crossed over. And you can actually also talk to live spirits. And we will just talk a little bit about that as I go on. Last week, I discussed the various types of mediumship work that can be done. Basically, being a medium involves talking to spirits, be they live, on the other side, or earthbound, as I just mentioned. Just to go back to earthbound spirits, they're spirits that haven't crossed over for whatever reason. This could be because they don't realize that they are dead. Sometimes when somebody perishes in an accident, a fire, due to addiction, suicide, just to name a few, they don't realize that they're gone. So they remain tied to either the place where they perished or to a home, or sometimes they even attach to objects. And spirits have usually lived on Earth as humans at some point or another. Now, I talked about live spirits. Live spirits are people who are still living. And to do this, you just have to tune into them. And I do this quite frequently. I have only one sister and one niece. And sometimes I like to check on them to see how they're doing. So in a meditative state, I tune in to their energy and their soul, and I know that they're okay, or if I need to call them, or I just know sometimes that I need to talk to either one of them. So that is tuning in to live spirits. And sometimes when I'm doing readings, a live spirit will show up in a reading for the person. Now, I find it challenging to communicate sometimes with deceased loved ones in a typical angel reading, because that is what I do, are angel readings. They often reveal themselves to me but don't necessarily want to talk, and it frustrates my client. I have found, though, that when they do, most spirits come to me with messages of unconditional love. They also show up at the age they were when they passed on. For example, my dad shows up at the age of 80, but he looks and feels like a much younger, robust man, full of health and energy. It's really interesting, because often he's wearing a hat, or he's traveling with us, or he's going to a business meeting with us, or what have you, but he's still our dad, and he still looks like he did, like at the age he was, but he's so much more lively and has so much more energy. It can be difficult to communicate with spirits, depending on what they're doing on the other side, which makes reading sometimes difficult. I may get the message that they're okay, but they can't communicate right now. It can be very difficult for some to communicate and can take a long time for them to get their message across. It can also be a challenge for those who are wondering about them and who want a message right away. So I always try to be gentle with how I tell them that I have no message at this time, as we all want to know that they're okay and that they're, you know, they're not in any trouble, and where they are also has a lot to do with some of the messages that people want. I find that really interesting. There's usually recurrent themes among the clients that want to get messages from their deceased loved ones. Now, I will just get into another part here of the work that I do, and we will be taking a short break not too long from now. One aspect of my work that I really enjoy is helping souls cross over. This is where my intuition really began developing. When I was about 32, I started sensing spirits when I entered certain buildings or homes. I would get shivers, and still get shivers that run up and down my body. And at this point, I will continue with that when we come back from a short break. This is Phyllis Valois of Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance on voiceamerica.com, the Seventh Wave Network. Please tune in, and we'll be right back after the break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Explore subconscious programs, belief systems, and past life memories that may be sabotaging your life. Join host Dorian Light on her show, All About You, as she helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Each week, Dorian does a light session using psychic energetics and the language of light to energetically shift and clear negative patterns you have stored regarding that week's topics. Step into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life. All About You airs live Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave. In times of personal transformation and growth, sometimes you need assistance to help set you on the right path. Angela Bushman provides that assistance. Tune in each week for her show, Shine Your Light. With Angela's guidance, you can identify and overcome your fears, learn to let go, and share the joy of authentic living. Angela leads by example and invites you to join her on this path of discovery. Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Phyllis of Elemental Balance. So, Spirit and Soul Guidance. Just before the break, we were talking about some of the mediumship work that I do. And before that, we were discussing natural disasters, as my area is currently in a state of emergency. Now, I began talking a little bit about mediumship work, and this is probably the most passionate part of the work that I do. The one that I love the most and that brings me the most fulfillment and joy. And I know it can be a little spooky for a lot of people, but for me, it's just great. So now I will get back to what I was talking about before our short break. As I said, my intuition really began developing doing mediumship work. And when I first started, and still to this day, whenever I walk into a building, I usually get shivers that run up and down my body, so I know that there is someone there. And sometimes that doesn't happen. I just know now. I'll walk into a place and just know. The other thing, too, is that I can tell if the energy is positive or negative and what to do about that when I experience it. Through astral travel, I can do this work as well. And for those of you who don't know what astral travel is, my definition is the ability to leave my body and travel to another place while my body stays where it is. And I've done this to quite an extent in the past few years. I find that the souls that need help crossing over find me wherever I am. I always seem to have visitors in my home, and if I don't know it, which doesn't happen very often, my little pup knows. I can just watch her, and all of a sudden she's looking up in a corner, and she goes to another corner, and I just know. So she looks at me, and I say, yeah, we have visitors. It's okay. They'll find me wherever I am, be it at home, be it when I'm visiting somebody. It'll happen at my sister's when I visit her, and various hotels as well. One of the most disconcerting things happened to me last year. My mother passed on July 10th of 2012, and about 6 months before she was ready to cross over, I began smelling really small, strong cigarette smoke in my face. And if you knew me, you would know that I cannot stand cigarette smoke. I grew up around it. Everybody smoked around me when I was a child. And it really, really bugged me. And I would tell them, would you stop that and go away? You're too close. I can't breathe. Stop it. But, of course, they didn't listen, right? And somehow I knew that it was someone from my mom's family. And my mother was a smoker, so it could have even been her that was visiting me. When she got sick, I stayed at my sister's home for a long time, and the smoke continued to bother me there. Since my mother has passed on, I've noticed that I very, very rarely get this strong cigarette smoke in my face anymore, and I'm very grateful for that because I really, really dislike it. My sister, when I was staying at her home, had so much paranormal activity that we would come home from the hospital and not be able to sleep after long days visiting with our mom. So it came to me that we had to put down some rules, the rules of the house. So we made a list and we stated these are the rules of the house and that they were welcome, but we would appreciate it if they would obey these rules. We also knew that it was our mother's family that was there to help her and us prepare for her crossing over. Once we seemed to establish that those rules, everything seemed to be much better, and when we went to bed at night, it was so much quieter. We could hear sounds, it was cold in spots. It's almost like there was somebody in the kitchen when we were lying in bed preparing meals, and it was very chaotic. So it was wonderful once they adhered to our rules. This is one of the most important things that I can tell you and share with you from a medium's perspective. When you sense a spirit, talk to it. Often a lot of the poltergeist activity, such as objects being moved or doors slamming or voices or noises or people walking or whatever they are doing, they're just trying to get your attention. And a lot of people get freaked out by that. And for me, it's been happening for so long that I just say, oh, hi, you're welcome. You know, you're welcome in my home, but don't disrupt us. And usually after I say that, things quiet down. They just want to be acknowledged. They want you to know they are with you. And oftentimes it's deceased loved ones deceased loved ones that have passed and just want you to know they're around you. Sometimes I get a whiff of a perfume, and it's really interesting. Or for another example, I lost a cousin in March. On March 23rd, she was killed accidentally. And, of course, being a medium, I helped and made sure that she knew what had happened to her and that she was had crossed over. And during her celebration of life, I could actually hear her laughing. And it just warmed my heart so much to know that that she was around and that she was appreciating this beautiful turnout of people at her celebration of life. And she had such a distinctive laugh that it really warmed my heart to hear that. So that part of my work is so much fun, and I really, 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 really love doing it. I could do that work every day if given the opportunity. Now, one thing that I never do as a medium is walk up to people out of the blue and start telling them about a deceased loved one. I find it very intrusive, and I believe in discretion. Now, this is my opinion. This is what I have been taught, and I agree with that. The people that you're approaching may not be ready to hear the messages. Maybe their grief is too strong. And even though you reassure them that their loved one is okay on the other side, they're not ready to hear it. So before I do anything like that, I always check in with my angels and my guides before I approach someone in that way. After all, I can imagine that it would be very alarming that when a total stranger comes up to you and starts talking to you, especially when you're not ready to hear it. So that's one of the things that I almost never do in my work. It's only when I feel that they're ready or when I'm told that they're ready. Now, we will continue with the mediumship discussion next week. Right now, I would like to do an angel oracle card reading for us, as I did last week. Last week's message was Simplify Your Life, and it was from Doreen Virtue's deck, Mermaids and Dolphins. Now, this week, I've chosen Daily Guidance from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue as well. And the card that was picked is a beautiful angel looking down on, she's kind of up but looking down on the past. It looks like she's looking behind her shoulder. And usually your past is in your back. So the message for this week is let your past go. The burdens of carting your past around has made you weary, dear one. It's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. You don't want it or need it. It's now gone. This is an issue that I've struggled with myself, letting go of the past. It can be difficult, and especially if you've had traumatic experiences. And in my life, it's come to my attention in the last probably 2-3 months that everything seems to revolve around a death. I have lost many, many, many relatives. I come from a very large family. And so it seems like a lot of my major experiences have been around a death. The first one being when I was 5, my paternal grandfather passed away. And I remember being traumatized because my grandma wouldn't let me go to the funeral. And it's something I'm still dealing with today. I've had to learn, or it's come to my attention, that I hadn't really said goodbye to my grandfather. So I have done that just recently. I have said goodbye to my paternal grandfather because I wasn't allowed to go to his funeral. So this is something that I am working on as a person as well, is letting go of the past and living in the moment, appreciating all the things that I have in my life right now. And I think this is an appropriate card for this week as well because of everything that my city is going through, my city and my province is going through. A lot of people have no choice but to let go of the past. They have lost memories, they have lost objects, some have even lost their homes to a huge flash flood that happened. And I know this is there's a lot of people in the U.S. and all over the world that are experiencing the same thing. We need to live in the moment, not in the past and not in the future. Another thing is I believe that we live our lives concurrently, past, present, and future. And if you do that and you live in the moment, you're affecting the past, the present, and the future. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle to let the past go. We get attached to our experiences, and sometimes it keeps us in a victim frame of mind, especially if you have bad things that have happened to you in the past. And it is very difficult to let it go. I've had to do that myself. I had to take charge of my life and say, no, the past will not define who I am. I am not a victim anymore. And I have done a lot of work to escape that victim mentality and to own my stuff, as they say. If indeed I had been in one of the communities that had were severely affected by the floods, the most important things that I would have brought with me would have been, I would have made sure that, first of all, I was safe, got out safely, that my little pup came with me. I would never have left her behind, and I would have stayed in a shelter, and I would have made sure that my husband was safe and sound as well. Everything else can be replaced. It's just stuff, and you can't bring it with you when you go. Now, just a few words in parting. Remember this. I am God's perfect child. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. And thank you all for listening today. It has been an interesting show for me, and I hope that I have helped any and all of you in some way. This is Phyllis Falwa of Elemental Balance, Spirit, and Soul Guidance, saying goodbye to you, and have a great week in beautiful, unconditional love and light. I look forward to speaking to you next week with a continuation of my talk on mediumship. And hopefully some of you will be able to call in and join me on that show. So everybody, have a wonderful week, and I wish you all well. And once again, this is Phyllis Falwa saying goodbye, and our angel oracle card for the week is Let Your Past Go. Reflect on that. How can you let your past go so that you can move forward in the state of transition that we are all in today? So hopefully everybody will be well, and nothing major and catastrophic will happen in the next week.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with your host, Phyllis Falwa. We'll be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. This week, may your own soul and spirit guide you.